Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of Holistic Wellness Podcast. I'm your host Dr. Pallavi and I will talk about allergies and their natural management today. Allergies are a problem for so many people. In the US alone, over 50 million adults and children suffer from allergies each year. When you have allergies, it can be hard to enjoy life as much as you want to. You may feel like your body is betraying you, or that there's something wrong with you because of how your immune system reacts to certain things in your environment. Most of us have heard about allergies, but did you know that there are over 160 different types of allergies? That's right, even an allergy called smilitis, which causes your face to itch when you smile. Allergies are actually your immune system's hypersensitivity to a normally harmless thing, such as pollen, molds, animal dandruff, latex, animal fur, dust, certain foods, and insect sting. In other words, allergies are a hyperreaction of the immune system that can cause adverse responses which can affect the whole body. Allergies are a problem for millions of people around the world. And allergy symptoms can range from mild, like rash or hives, itchiness, runny nose, watery red eyes, to life-threatening symptoms, anaphylaxis. When your immune system senses something foreign within your body, such as allergen like pollen, it produces antibodies called immunoglobulin E, IgEe, to fight off these invaders, which triggers inflammation throughout your body, including nasal passages causing congestion, sneezing, and runny nose. In the lungs, making it hard for the air to flow freely. In the GI tract, leading to nausea and vomiting. Or on the skin, causing itching and hives. It is hard to live with allergies, and it can be even harder to treat them. If you suffer from seasonal or year-round allergy symptoms, you know how annoying that can be. But have you ever wondered why allergies are so prevalent in the developed countries but not so much in the developing? One idea that has grown in popularity is hygiene hypothesis. This suggests that our immune systems need to come in contact with a range of microorganisms when we are young to produce appropriate immune responses later in life. The hygiene hypothesis is a theory that suggests living conditions in the developed world might be too clean and that kids today aren't being exposed to germs that train their immune systems to tell the difference between harmless and harmful irritants. Exposing your children early on to these allergens will be less likely to develop allergies later in life because their bodies will be able to recognize them as harmless irritants instead of dangerous threats. Kids today are less likely to play outside, get dirty, or have pets than previous generations. This can result in an overly sensitive immune system, where allergies develop faster than before. Let's come to the treatment part now. The conventional approach to treat allergies is using antihistamines, intranasal corticosteroid sprays, steroid screen creams, epinephrine, combination therapies, and allergen immunotherapy. The allergy drugs, drops, creams, and other products can alleviate and hide symptoms, but they don't address the fact that the problem still exists. The key is understanding what causes allergies in the first place, so we can treat them at their source, instead of just masking the symptoms with drugs that only addresses the problem on a surface level. When we take prescribed anti-allergy medicines or over-the-counter products for allergies, these can disturb the natural processes of our immune system and can have deleterious effects like altering our gut microbalance. I treat so many patients dealing with allergies, and often they have been taking allergy drugs for so many years to keep their symptoms in control that their body now doesn't know how to adapt to allergens. Natural remedies are really a great way to treat allergies. without side effects or harsh chemicals. They work by strengthening your immune system and supporting it in its job of keeping allergies or allergens out of your body while allowing good things like nutrients into your cells where they belong. This helps keep allergy symptoms under control and reduces their severity when they do occur. So now let's talk about the top 5 tips for managing allergies naturally. The number 1 is diet. Anti-inflammatory foods can be a great way to reduce the symptoms of allergies and make you feel better overall. Turmeric. This bright yellow spice is an anti-inflammatory powerhouse because it contains curcuminoids that fight against histamine release, the chemical responsible for many allergy responses or symptoms. Ginger. Another powerful anti-inflammatory food with similar effects as turmeric. Vitamin C, a potent antioxidant that helps protect cells from free radical damage caused by environmental toxins like pollen or smoke particles. Zinc, an essential mineral required for proper immune system function that may also help prevent cold or flu when taken daily during fall or winter months when viruses are more common due to lower vitamin D levels from less sunlight exposure. The second one is probiotics. If you are suffering from allergies, it might be time to look at your gut health. Do you know that more than 80% of your immune function is stored in your GI tract? It should be no wonder that research keeps surfacing links probiotic supplements used to reduce the risk of allergies. Healthy bacteria found in fermented foods like kimchi or sauerkraut help balance gut flora linked to reduced risk of respiratory infections like sinusitis or bronchitis caused by seasonal changes or allergies. I often recommend Lactobacillus acidophilus and Lactobacillus rhamnosus as a supplement to my patients. So I know they are very good. If you know a good practitioner here, you can contact them and start with the probiotics as soon as you can. If not the store-bought probiotics, at least start with the yogurt, sauerkraut, kimchi and other fermented foods. Let's move to the third point now, which is homeopathy. Homeopathy is a holistic system of medicine that uses natural remedies potentized to treat your symptoms without side effects. Homeopathy works by boosting your immune system and making it more robust and less susceptible to allergens. There are various homeopathic remedies like arsenic album, echinacea, aconitum napellus, etc., which can help support immunity. However, please avoid self-prescribing homeopathic remedies for chronic health issues and seek the help of a professional. Number 4th is omega-3s. These healthy fats play an essential role in reducing inflammation throughout the body by supporting cell membranes and reducing hormones involved in immune function. So they are frequently used as supplement by people who suffer from allergies or asthma. The 5th point is stress. Chronic stress and elevated cortisol can also negatively affect your immune system, the byproduct of which is allergies. In addition to cortisol, your body releases histamines when under stress, and increases levels of histamines in your bloodstream can worsen allergy symptoms. Many different techniques can help reduce stress levels, including meditation, breathing exercises, yoga, massage therapy, and other relaxation techniques. Learning these skills will not only improve the quality of your life, but also will make those around you happier too. Generally, allergies are mild or moderate. However, severe allergy reactions can be dangerous and require medical attention. If you or your child experiences these symptoms, head to your doctor or emergency room right away to prevent complications. Please remember, all the information shared on this podcast is for information purposes only. We hope you like today's podcast, and if you or your loved ones are dealing with any health issue and want to talk about natural remedies for it, you can email me at contact@drpallavi.com. I will be back again with a new podcast episode. Till then, take care of yourself and bye.